Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, friends. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the third day of Christmas. Welcome to Studio Day Heffrey. NFL Draft Day 3 is today, but we need to talk about what they did on Day 2 and how happy we are and how excited we are or how mad we are. I don't know. I'm doing this live, so you can sound off in the chat and let me know. This presentation brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats, the news, the scores. Available to follow your favorite teams, get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. Hey. So, dang, first comment I get is I'm so mad. And then where did y'all go last night? I got sleepy. We're going for like 3 hours. I waited until they'd picked Cooper Beebe, and I told people I was really excited about it, and then I moved on with my evening. So, Cowboys, day one, you got Mr. Guyton, but that doesn't matter because we're on day two, right? We're talking about day two, but day one is part of day two in this case, right? So Tyler Guyton is the first pick. At the time that they made the pick, I went, I'm really glad they traded down, and it'll be awesome if he becomes what they hope that he becomes. Wonderful athlete, gigantic man, going to play left tackle from the get-go. Let's see what happens. The trade down I was really happy about because they got really good value to go from 24 to 29, and we got to find out why later. Because now, Cowboys go into the second and the third rounds, and Marshawn Neyland at number 56 overall, Western Michigan defensive end, I like him a lot. I think it's good value, and it's at a premium position. The name that I thought he played kind of like is the same name that I believe Will McClay compared Marshawn Neyland to last night, which is he don't play like Micah. He plays like Tank. That's a full-size defensive end. His version of rushing the quarterback is going through your chest. He'll play the run. He'll do all of the dirty work and play hard as hell. And as a pass rusher, give you some. And that can get better and better. 7 second three cone. It can get better and better. So I like what they did in the second round because I think it was towards the top of their board, if not the very top of their board, and at a premium position. And I like that. I don't like drafting straight need where it's like, well, I desperately need this position. And so I take that position. There's other ways to build a roster. Free agency still exists. Trading still exists. Let's pick the best players on these cheap contracts as rookies. So, first round, I went, okay. I can't be mad that you swung on a left tackle with high-end traits. Premium position. Okay. I really like the player and position of the second round pick. And then we get to the third round. Pick number 73. Which you have because you traded back and took Tyler Guyton. And you get Cooper Beebe, Kansas State, left guard for them last year, but he's kind of played all over the place. Center stuff at the Senior Bowl. And he will be competing to start for the Dallas Cowboys at center. You got him at number 73 overall in the third round. I think he's a second round player, whatever. I love Cooper Beebe. He's mean as crap. He likes to throw people on the ground and stuff. Just okay athletically at center, I would imagine. Just okay. But quite good. and quite nasty. We like it. And that pick was because of the trade down. I love that. Like, would I rather have, if they were going to stay at 24, let's say they were going to take Graham Barton. I would have liked them to take the best player available, which Graham Barton might have been, the Duke offensive lineman who's going to play center. I would have taken the Alabama corner there. But would you rather have Graham Barton or would you rather have Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe? I'll take the twofer. I'll take the twofer. And it's also why, regardless of if I'm worried a little bit about the development and the work that needs to be done for Guyton as an NFL rookie, and that we may have some hiccups and some bumps in the road there, regardless of that I'm worried about it, it's why you do things in that order. Because at number 73 overall, you were not going to find a guy that you were going to like as a left tackle prospect. Wasn't going to happen. But you could find the starting center that you thought about taking at number 24 overall, and that is Cooper Beebe, and we like it. We love the 2-for-1. We love it, we love it, we love it. The last guy that they took in the third round, Beebe never played center in his life. He took center snaps at the Senior Bowl, and he's been working with Duke Manyweather at center in his offseason training. So chill out, everybody. Chill out, everybody. Now, the last pick I can't help you with. The last pick that they made is Marist Liafau, who is a linebacker out of Notre Dame. And this will be the one where they are banking that they are right and what people on the outside think are wrong, because I had not studied him. My buddy Dane Brugler has him as a fifth or sixth round guy, but I have watched some of him now, and it's fun. He's a psycho. He is your standard, I am going to run as fast as I can and hit as hard as I can and try to break things guy, which means that he'll also miss tackles and miss some assignments, which means that what he's going to do is he is going to be a special teams player as a rookie. So late third round pick, he's going to play special teams and hopefully develop as a linebacker who can play defensive snaps. That's what you did with your last pick in the third round. If Trotter linebacker is there in the fifth, we need him from Roman Wolf Gaming. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they took another running back. So my grade on Cowboys day two is some sort of letter grade that is high. I will give them first pick A, second pick A, third pick is more of an unknown, call it a C. So I'll give them a B+ on day two. I'll give him B+ on day two, and now we move on to day three. And in day three, what in the world are the Cowboys going to do? You figure running back is part of it, but there's a wild card there that it sure does sound like. It sure does sound like Zeke Elliott's going to be part of the Cowboys next year. And Jerry Jones said that he's a starting caliber player. And if that's the case, and you're going to have Zeke and Dowdle and Lipke and Rico all on the roster, maybe you're not taking a running back. And if you are, you're just throwing them in the mix to see what you can do. But I do think that there are nice running back prospects still left in the draft. Let me get my lists pulled up. Jalen Wright would be a ton of fun, the Tennessee running back. Ray Davis at Kentucky, Braylon Allen at Wisconsin, Bucky Irving, Notre Dame and Louisville running backs, Rasheen Ali, Marshall, Tyrone Tracy, Purdue. There's a bunch of dudes that I think are definitely worth throwing in the mix at running back and seeing if they can go take snaps from somebody. Now, some of those top guys I think could be the best running back on your team. I think, let me see, Jalen Wright. I really like Jalen Wright. I mean, he's big play waiting to happen. He is, I go fast, I make big plays all the time. He could be your Tony Pollard sort of dude. But here's the problem. Cowboys don't pick in the fourth round. Cowboys don't pick until the fifth round. So whatever names you throw out, if you think they're some of the best players remaining, you can't have them. Except that the Cowboys could get up in the mix if they want to, because they could trade next year's picks. They're going to have a million of them. Next year, the Cowboys are going to have One, two, three, four. It would be five, but I think you can only have four. So they're going to have three extra fifth round picks and an extra sixth round pick for all the free agents they lost, you know, because they didn't do free agency. So they lost all their guys. They didn't add any guys. They're going to have four comp picks next year. So if you have somebody that you really like in this draft early today, trade picks from next year. You got a million of them. What grade did I give Tyler Guyton? B. When we got there, he was technically my top tackle prospect. You traded back to get him. B or B plus. Second round, A. I don't know. And now we head into today. So, your left side of your offensive line is probably built out for the next decade. And boy, did they need to do that. Did they ever need to reboot what they're doing on that offensive line? And so now you'll probably have Cooper Beebe win that center job. I think he will. I've heard they like Brock Hoffman, but I think he will. And here's the other thing about Cooper Beebe. Let me just throw this out there. Because I know when you draft a guy, it's all about the guys that you've drafted and nobody cares about the other people anymore. Maybe they do like Brock Hoffman. They said Cooper Beebe will be in the mix for the center competition, and I think he can win that job. But even if he didn't, you're probably a year away from needing a right guard too. And Cooper Beebe could do that job. So I really like him. I really like him. I love the potential of Guyton. I love the player of Beebe. I love the player and potential of Neyland, your second round defensive end. They did way better this year. Like, think about a year ago. A year ago, I know. I'm a positional value guy. I think all these things go into it. How sure am I that this guy's a good player? What position does he play? How much is that worth? Et cetera, goes into who am I going to pick where, right? Last year, they went nose tackle, tight end, linebacker, AKA, and this is relatively speaking, don't yell at me, not valuable, not valuable, not valuable. This year, they went left tackle, edge, center, or guard. Valuable, valuable, pretty valuable. Good job, Dallas. Good job, Cowboys. We like it. We have to get a back. I don't think you have to get a running back. Like, you can survive with what you got. You won't be excited about it. But I would rather have somebody with some big playability in that backfield, and I don't think they have it unless you're going to let Deuce Vaughn play football, but nothing about anything they've done makes us think that they're going to let Deuce Vaughn play football. So, yeah, you're set up to go watch the fourth round and see, do the Cowboys get itchy and want to get up in there and pick a player? Because they can absolutely trade from next year's picks to go get up in that mix if they want to. Or you hang out. And if you hang out, the dirty little secret is that day three, if you find a guy that helps your football team, good job. For the most part, drafts are done. Day three is where we try to find some gems. But day one and day two is where we find our football players for the most part. So let's see. They'll go hunting after special teamers or traits or whatever, right? You go finding, unfortunately, it sounds a lot like the linebacker they just picked, where I'm like, you're looking for a guy that's like, hey, he could play special teams and maybe he could develop into something. His athletic profile is this. He's a corner that runs fast and he has long arms. He's this, this. That's the sort of stuff you're doing on day three. Is like, well, his tape's not great, but I think we can get him to do these things. So we ready. Day two, I really like. Day one, I like. Day three, I don't know. Let's get it. Zeke, huh? They love him some Zeke, don't they? Is that Jerry and Steven? Just like, hey, look, our fan base is so mad at us for doing nothing. Let's give him Zeke. Is that what that is? We'll find out. All right, you guys have a great day. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through. Be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.